To say I've struggled with housekeeping my whole life would be an understatement. As a child, I had to carve paths through my toys just to get into bed at night. Later, as a young woman on my own, I was still carving paths, ones that wound throughout my apartment. It's not that I liked living that way, but I just couldn't seem to get a handle on all of my stuff, even as an adult. In my late 20s, once I was engaged to be married, I decided it was time to get my act together. I naively assumed the mere resolve to change was all it would take. With enough willpower and determination, I really would be able to keep a neat and orderly home for the first time in my life. Oh boy, was I in for a surprise. Let's just say that once I was married and settled into my first home, I really did try. I tried as hard as I could, in fact, and of course, my sweet husband pitched in as he was able. We both had jobs, but he was also attending law school full-time, so the bulk of the cleaning fell to me. It didn't take long to see that the battle, once again, was going to be lost. Somehow, I managed to keep things from getting to the path-carving level, but keeping our home clean remained a daily struggle between the mess and me. As it turned out, willpower and determination were no match for my innate tendency toward clutter and chaos. Adding two children into the mix over the next few years only made a bad situation worse. I loved being a wife and mother, and I wanted our home to be a place of peace and rest, not disarray and disorder. But when it came to housekeeping, the children's added mess turned out to be the straw that broke the camel's back, especially because I was also working a part-time job and trying to become a writer on the side. With no spare time, no energy, and no cleaning skills, I would have raised a white flag if I could. But staying home with the kids meant forgoing certain luxuries such as maids or cleaning services. Besides, despite my past failures and my limited homemaking skills, I persisted in the notion that I could do it better if only I tried harder. So I tried harder. Yet, chaos and disorder continued to reign. Oh, there were a few successes along the way. The occasional spring cleaning that was actually finished before the following winter. The rarer party or gathering where we didn't have to lock half the doors for fear our guests might see the messes behind them. And these small victories offered us glimpses of hope amidst the failure. But there were still more failures than successes. Time marches on. Fortunately, homemaking became somewhat easier as the kids grew older and started school. But I never did get a handle on how to keep a house consistently clean and organized. The truth was, no matter how hard I tried, the place was messy far more often than it was neat. We were always losing things, stepping on things, or having to buy new things because we couldn't find the things we already had. At least I was having success in other areas. Chief among them was when my lifelong dream came true, and I sold my first novel to a publisher. They wanted an entire series, in fact. So practically overnight, I went from being an at-home mom with a little part-time job and a big dream to an at-home mom working 50 to 60 hours per week at that dream as a professional author. If things had been messy before, my wonderful new career turned our world into an even bigger nightmare of disorganization, clutter, sticky cabinets, and laundry mountains. We managed to muddle through for a few years until I was contracted for even more books. When we saw that my schedule wasn't going to clear up anytime soon, we knew the time had come, at long last, to get a housekeeper. Finally, relief was in sight. Rescue was here. After years of struggle, our troubles were over. Or so I assumed. With visions of my own house beautiful dancing in my head, I promptly hired an expert to come clean for me once a week. Of course, that meant clearing mountains of stuff out of the way every time before she got there, but it was worth it. She was indeed a veritable tornado of clean and never failed to make our home shiny and sparkly and smelling of lemons and freshness.